Kumusta everyone? This is Eileen, your host, Usapang Off the Record. Nandito na naman tayo sa isa na makabuluhang topic. At I'm pretty sure na maraming makikinig at gustong malaman at patutunan ano nga ba ang bankruptcy. So bago tayo tumalon dyan, I want to welcome you all muna sa Usapang Off the Record. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening sa lahat ng mga nanonood sa atin ngayon, nasaan man kayo naroon at ano man ang inyong ginagawa. Ay kumusta sa inyo at maraming salamat dahil sa dami ng pwede nyo magawa ay naisipan nyo na samahan kami ngayon sa aming discussions. Yeah, legal discussion. It's a legal talk show. So marami tayong matututunan na kaya naman make sure na nakatunin kayo. We are actually live streaming sa Facebook and YouTube. And yung recorded live show naman ay available sa Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Listen Notes, and Radio Public. Yan. If this is your first time to tune in, I'm glad that you made that choice. Alam nyo, ang Usapang Off the Record ay isa lamang sa mga programa na mapapanood ninyo sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. Kaya naman like and follow Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page. At mag-subscribe na rin kayo sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel. Kaya naman, tune in and join us for a deep dive into legal matters or issues that could change your life. Yan. So, ang topic natin ngayon ay about bankruptcy. It might not be a very fabulous topic right now, but it is very important. Yan. So, at syempre naman, dahil napakahalaga ng topic na ito, ay inimbita natin ang sa alam natin ay very knowledgeable sa usapang bankruptcy. Ayan. Syempre po, siya ay licensed attorney in the Philippines and in the state of California. At he also founded yung kanyang Monte Falcon Law Offices. So, narinig nyo ng pangalan, di ba? So, Monte Falcon Law Offices located in Sacramento, California. At alam nyo ba na hindi lamang siya attorney sa California, ganun din sa Philippines. Yan. And apart from being an attorney, katulad ko rin siya, he is also very much involved sa community service. He is a community leader and he served as the president of Filipino-American Chamber of Commerce of Sacramento. He was a founding member also ng previous president of the Sacramento Filipino-American Lawyers Association. He is currently the regional governor for Eastern California and Nevada of the National Asian Pacific American Bar Association kung saan, for year 2021 and 2022. At doon ko nga siya nakilala when I attended one of the events ng National Asian Pacific American Bar Association sa Austin, Texas. At dahil siya ay attorney din sa Philippines, ang nabanggit ko nga kanina, he is the president of the Integrated Bar of the Philippines California chapter. At bukod sa fluent siya sa English, alam nyo ba na fluent din siya sa Tagalog, Cebuano at saka Hiligaynon. Kaya naman, samahan nyo ako, i-welcome natin sa Usapang Off the Record si attorney Alberto Abbott Montefalcon Jr. Yeah. Attorney Abbott, welcome to the show.
Maraming salamat, Attorney Eileen, sa pag-imbita. I really find it so much a pleasure to be here. I know there's a lot of individuals, attorneys, that you could have invited to your show, but giving me a platform to share sa mga kababayan natin what we know, whatever it is that we know about bankruptcies and how it can help is so much welcome po anytime. Yeah, maayong buntag sa atong mga kaigsoonan sa Cebu. O sa mga sa Visayas, Mindanao, kag mga kasimanwa natin mga otod da sa Negros kag sa Iloilo, maayong aga da sa inyo.
Ayan, kita nyo naman yan, di ba, bumati na siya agad sa mga dialects na yan. Alam ko na marami nakikinig dyan na taga Cebu at saka na taga Iloilo yan sa not only in Luzon but also in Visayas and Mindanao. So alam nyo ba na si Attorney Abbott ay nandyan sa Pilipinas nung nakaraang bagyo? Tama ba, Attorney Abbott?
Yes, I was there. I was actually in Cebu in the middle of the storm.
So tell us about the experience. I know it's horrible and hanggang ngayon ay marami pa rin mga kababayan natin ang nangangailangan ng tulong, di ba?
It was quite difficult to see right after the storm kasi I had to go out around 10 o'clock in the evening right after that. And we just saw the trees, the power lines that were just falling down on practically blocking the roads. I had to go around them, and the days that followed were just difficult to see, to witness na walang kuryente, walang internet, and walang tubig din. People had to line up for gas. So, but if there's one redeeming value sa at least sa mga kababayan ko sa Cebu, there we know that may mga places that the window panes have been broken sa mga grocery stores, but you'd see people line up still in long lines para bumili ng groceries. Nobody ransack, walang looting. That really shows yung dignity and honor ng mga Cebuanos as they exercise the way we saw them the day after.
Wow, nakakatawa naman pakinggan yan. Ano ba yung sasabi na? Sana all.
Sana all, exactly.
Sana all, di ba? Ganyan na ating, ang ating attitude in terms of calamities like this na magtulungan at, meron pa rin respeto. Hindi yung porket you have the opportunity to take advantage, you will take advantage. Because, na meron namang kapalit yan. Isa pa, it's very degrading naman, na naghihirap na, nandun ka na sa sitwasyon na yun, gumagawa ka pa ng masama, di ba? And remember, kahit na may calamity, hindi pa rin nawawala ang batas. You can still be prosecuted of whatever crime you did, especially during difficult times, katulad nga ng may pandemic. So when did you get back to US, Attorney Abe?
I got back here noong January 29.
So kailan lang ano?
Yeah.
So sitwasyon natin.
My Cebuano tan.
Well, maganda naman 'yung okay lang 'yan. Hindi naman masyadong nakaapekto sa pogi points mo kung ano man 'yun.
Yeah, you can invite me again because of that.
I told you guys. Yes,
Attorney Aileen, kung okay sa iyo, may mga nagpapabati sa atin, yung mga kapwa-abogado natin sa Integrated Bar of the Philippines, mga kasama natin na nanonood ngayon. Yung mga folks din natin sa Musta Attorney, I'm sure you got a lot of friends there too.
Of course, yeah. I usually I share the link ka tong show natin, and I noticed na maraming ang nagka-recognize, nagla-like doon sa shinare ko na so may malamang na nakakapanood sila ngayon dahil ngayon ay Saturday sa Philippines at it's before lunchtime. So hopefully hindi sila masyadong busy, walang masyadong office work, so they have time to watch. And like I said, even if they don't have time, mapapakinggan naman nila yung recorded live show natin sa yung sa Spotify, Apple Podcast, yung mga binanggit ko kanina. So it's good that we have this opportunity to, if ever we are busy, we still able to access this information in so many ways. Yan lang naman ang kagandahan ng technology ngayon, di ba?
Yeah, this is practically the pandemic's gift to us.
That
there's a lot of things now that we can do using the avenues of technology that we don't even have to meet in person. Like, I'm sure marami ka rin mga kliyente din that would be fine just going on Zoom meetings instead of having to meet in person.
That is so true. That's why whenever dun nga sa natin sa website, and I believe you have the same thing too, that they have the option to choose whether they want to meet us in person or via Zoom, or meron pang ibang mga other option na iba other than phone calls. Hindi lang Zoom. Katulad ito, we are using StreamYard. So maraming mga platform din na lumabas to accommodate the needs of the people in times like this, di ba? So marami ring magandang nangyari dahil sa pandemic, hindi lang puro negative. I think it's up to us how we're going to see the effect of this pandemic. It's how you view the situation. Katulad din ng bankruptcy, which is our topic for today. So ang bankruptcy kasi kadalasan pag sinabi ng bankruptcy, negative agad ang take ng mga tao. Ay, bankrupt ka? Ay, nag-file ka ng bankruptcy? Naku, negative lahat ang mga naririnig karamihan. It's because they need to know more about it bago para malaman nila na hindi lang pala palaging ganoon, palaging negative lang ang effect. So the other effects na makakatulong bakit ang tao ay nagpa-file ng bankruptcy, di ba?
Yes, I think that all the negativity in sa bankruptcy, Eileen, is that they're pretty much culturally driven then. For the most part, and naririnig ko na, ah, ba't mag-file ka ng bankruptcy? Kailangan mo bang mag-file ng bankruptcy? Mm-hmm. They're mostly Filipinos. Ano?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my clients are non-Filipinos. They just say, in fact, they're so proud, hey, I filed for bankruptcy. I'm free now. So, pero sa atin culturally, medyo tied up sa atin yung tied up ng dignity natin dun sa solvency natin. Kung wala na tayong pera, parang wala ka na rin silbi, ano? Wala ka na rin value. But more so when you file for bankruptcy, di ba? Nachichismis na, oh, yung mga negosyante niya, wala na yan, bankrupt na yan.
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice, if you just stay tuned with the news, alam natin na marami ng mga big time ng mga business people, even in fact, 'di ba, naririnig natin kahit ng dating presidente ng Amerika, in a lot of his businesses have previously filed for bankruptcy many times.
That is so true. So, yes.
I guess you know this just something na we have to understand about bankruptcy na ito naman siya hindi naman siya ano eh, this is not taking advantage of your creditors. This is actually a remedy under the law. But it is a solution for somebody who's truly not able to just cope up with debts. Kung sobra-sobra na yung dami ng utang na hindi talaga mabayaran, no matter how good your heart is, then bankruptcy could be a good option.
Tama yan, Attorney Abbott. Well, you know, I call you Attorney Abbott kasi karamihan ng mga nanonood sa atin ay mga Filipinos, Phil, and we are very used to calling each other attorney attorney basis, di ba? Dito kasi sa US, well, I think I already explained this in the past, that we are used to calling each other first name, di ba? Pero sa Philippines, we address attorney as a show of respect, yan. Ano ba talaga ang goal ng bankruptcy? Kasi yung iba sa tingin nila, oh, this is the end, this is the start of the ruin, start of your fall, something like that, na ay masira ng buhay mo. Pero sa iba naman, oh, this is a fresh start. So what is the real goal ba ng bankruptcy? Give us a little background of it, attorney.
I see bankruptcy as the second illustration you said, Attorney Aileen, ano? Na
fresh start.
Yeah, bankruptcy is not for everyone, but it does help people who cannot pay off their debts. Siyempre, you know, with this pandemic, maraming mga closures ng mga businesses, maraming nawalan ng trabaho, but their debts remain, di ba? May mga utang tayo, kotse, credit cards, and everything else. Now, if you just lose your job, for example, how else can you pay? So mm-hmm. If you're in that situation where you legitimately could not pay your debts, then you might need help. You might need help. And that help can come in a way, sabihin ng isang korte, o sige, kasi nakikita ko, hindi mo na kayang bayaran yan, I agree with you. So when the court says that, o sige, kanselahin na natin yung utang mo. So in a way, sinasabi natin yung fresh start, di ba? Na
mm-hmm.
There are consequences of bankruptcy, but sometimes the benefit would outweigh the consequence. Wala ka ng utang eh. So that's yun yung pinaka-goal ng bankruptcy, that you can eliminate as much of the debt, if not all, of the debts that you have, because the court agrees with you that you cannot honestly pay them anymore.
Yeah, so yeah, I go with your definition of not definition, but the goal or purpose of bankruptcy is to give you a fresh start. Hindi yung iba tatakbo na lang, tapos bahala na si Batman, you know. Tapos problema mo later on ng dami-dami, papatong-patong. You can start off freshly by doing it right, legally right. So now, since we already started talking about bankruptcy, ano ba talaga ang bankruptcy in a simplest layman definition ng bankruptcy natin?
Yeah, exactly like I said, kung hindi na natin kayang bayaran yung utang natin, sometimes we can seek the court's help. Nasasabihin natin, we have to be open to the court and say, hey, I could not pay this anymore. If the court agrees with you and there's a provision, may provision tayo sa batas na nagsasabi talaga kapag hindi ka kaya and you qualify for it, and of course there's a whole process that we probably will discuss later, pero after the whole process, when the court is convinced na talagang hindi mo na kaya and sang-ayon sa batas, pwede pagwala, pwede na tanggalin o i-cancelahin yung mga utang natin. Pwede,
mm-hmm.
pwede naman at least a part of it, depending yeah. on which type we can qualify for.
That's right. And since you already talked about depending on which type you're qualified for it, so why don't we give a little bit of what are the different types of bankruptcy?
Okay, siguro Attorney Eileen, we have to also understand na bankruptcy is jurisdiction specific, no?
Mm-hmm.
Meron din tayong bankruptcy. Alam natin mga abogado natin dyan sa Pilipinas din nakikinig sa atin. Now mm-hmm. we do have this bankruptcy provision dun sa civil law natin, ano?
Yes.
There's also that bankruptcy as it applies here in the United States, it is by federal law. Ang bankruptcy dito sa America is federal law, but some mm-hmm. applications of it meron ding state laws involved. So, but in essence, yung bankruptcy, like we understand it, na talaga pag hindi mo kaya, then you can apply for it. But in under the US laws on bankruptcy, there are several types. But para sa atin, no, for purpose of this discussion, inaraw down na lang natin sa mga kagaya natin, no,
mm-hmm.
na ordinary folks na nagkautang. Pabayaan muna natin yung mga negosyante, yung mga...
Million-million ng mga, no?
mga business debts. This probably, we can probably save that for another day.
Yes, because it's a big topic.
Part, yung mga viewers natin would be interested, hey, kung sakali ako, if I'm in that situation na binanggit ni Attorney Eileen and Attorney Abbott, anong pwede kong gawin? If you're here in the United States, there are two types of bankruptcies, tinatawag siya, Chapter 7 or Chapter 13. These are the chapters in the bankruptcy law na nagde-define sa dalawa. No? Ano yung Chapter 7? Yung Chapter mm-hmm. 7 yung tinatawag na liquidation bankruptcy, Attorney Eileen, sa mga
nanonood din.
Na once you qualify, again, we can talk about the qualifications later, but once you qualify and the court agrees with you, sasabihin ng korte, sige, yung mga qualified na mga utang na yan, hindi mo na kailangan bayaran. Of course, there are some debts na talagang hindi mo pwedeng i-escape in bankruptcy. No?
Mm-hmm.
We can discuss that later.
Yes.
But for the most part, lahat yung mga debts na magka-qualify ka, hindi mo na kailangan bayaran. Yung Chapter 7. Yung Chapter 13 naman, usually, is an alternative remedy kung hindi ka magka-qualify doon sa Chapter 7. Kasi, para to qualify for Chapter 7, may income limitation ka. Kung lalapas mm-hmm. ka doon, hindi ka na pwede. May mga asset requirements din. Kung masobra-sobra naman yung mga assets mo, ba't ka magpa-file ng bankruptcy? Ibenta muna natin yung mga assets mo, pambayad mo muna sa mga utang natin. So,
yeah.
If you don't have these assets and you don't have this income to support the payment, pwede ka sa Chapter 7. But kung kunyari, may income ka naman, sobra-sobra naman ng konti, pero hindi talaga sapat para bayaran yung utang natin. Sometimes that can be a basis for a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Diba sabi natin, may income ka naman, may pambayad ka, pero hindi sapat lahat. Hindi uh-huh. ka bayaran lahat. So, in the Chapter 13 bankruptcy, yung repayment bankruptcy, kung tawagin minsan, is that the court would allow you to say, hey, oh, sige, let's talk about your income. Magkano yung expenses mo every month? Eh, di may sobra kang mga $300 a month. Magkano yung dapat pambayad mo sa mga utang mo? $1,000 mm-hmm. a month. Eh, say, wala kang $1,000. $300 lang. Kasi, yun na lang $300. Ibayad mo yan in the next 5 years or the next 3 years, depende sa i-approve ng korte. And then, after that time period, kung may sobra ka pang utang na hindi mo pa nabayaran, yun yung ikakansilahin natin. Pero at least you have to make the effort to pay based on the excess income that you now have. So, bankruptcies in just Attorney Eileen, na depending on what you can qualify for, kung wala ka talagang sapat na income, wala kang assets, baka po pwede. Kasi Chapter 7. Pero if you have more assets than that would exclude you from Chapter 7, baka yung Chapter 13 po pwede tayo.
I see. So yung Chapter 7 na tinatawag nga natin na liquidation, ano yan, ano, bankruptcy, at yung Chapter 13 naman ay repayment. So depende doon sa ano, sa assets mo, no?
And income,
that's right. So well, that's very interesting kasi of course, ang Chapter 7 at Chapter 13 yun ang pinaka siguro, popular, common, ano? Although, marami pang ibang klase nga. Actually, there are 6, di ba? So, pero ito lang ang discuss natin and I agree with the right. Attorney Abbott na with the limited time we have right now, it's important that we want you to learn something and get something out of this conversation. So, and then we can talk about the other topics maybe later on, other episodes naman. Kaya, kaya naman syempre ha, asahan natin si Attorney Abbott later on na babalik at makikipag-usapan ulit sa atin off the record, right? And yeah, and he's very gracious naman. And Of course naman si Attorney Abbott ay ano yan eh, community leader yan eh. So of course.
Anyway, we can help. Dito sa law office natin, I'm sure it's same with you, na we always value clients who are well informed of the matters that affect them. So we don't skimp on the education.
Oh yes.
Sa mga situations nila, we try to explain as best as we can.
You know, that is very important, Attorney Abbott, because I've heard from some clients na they're complaining, I didn't know that I have to do that. I mean, my attorney didn't explain it. I'm not sure why is that happening. Kasi ako, as an educator din ako eh. So, we should be educating our clients about what the law says in a way na maintindihan nila. And what are the expectations, diba? Hindi yung basta, okay, gagawin namin to, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. Because really, what makes the relationship strong and clear between the attorneys and the attorney and the client is yung educating the client of what's going on, you know, stay informed. Kasi yun din naman ang kailangan mo to make decisions. Eh. Yeah. So that's good. Okay. So, before I ask the next question, I have your a comment. Yes. So let's read the comment. Sino ba ang ating mga maagang tagapakinig at they decided to join us today? Hello, Rusty Lopez. Si Rusty Lopez, hello, sabi niya. I have a mix of federal and private student loans. Oops. We're talking about loans now. I think this is gonna be a good way to discuss na rin siguro kung ano yung mga may mga utang na involved yan sa bankruptcy na yan, either 7 or 13. So sabi niya, can I discharge my student loan through bankruptcy? You want to go ahead and answer that, Attorney Abbott?
Yes, that's very timely, Rusty Lopez, and your name is very matunog, ano? I think there's a brand of, there's a shoe brand.
Alam mo, may bila ko dyan. Meron ba dito yan?
No, I'm not sure if it's still on, but we're just revealing our age here. But that's no worry. I don't
mind. Philippines, yeah, I used to buy it from Rusty Lopez. Yeah.
So we just mentioned, di ba, na even if it's a liquidation bankruptcy, for example, hindi naman lahat ng klaseng utang pwedeng i-discharge. No? Even if the court believes na hindi mo na kayang bayaran. And these are for reasons of public policy. Na kung credit card lang, civil debts, that's sure. Yeah, i-discharge natin yan. Kung personal debts, may utang ka doon sa pinsan mo, kapitbahay mo, kahit magagalit pa sila, pwede din i-cancelahin yun. Medical bills, pwede din. No? But there are some debts na for public policy, hindi pwedeng i-discharge in bankruptcy ordinarily. Like for example, most mga taxes, income taxes, payroll taxes, and all that, anything that we owe to the government, hindi po pwedeng i-discharge yun generally, pero there are also exceptions. And we don't have to dig deep into the law on that one. Pero may mga po pwede pa rin, pero generally hindi pwede. Kunyari, yung mga taxes na nadimana more than 3 years ago, pwede niyo isali. But that's very technical now, ano? But mm-hmm. Yes, generally, yung mga taxes, hindi yung pwede discharge. Yung mga federal or state student loans in general, kasi kailangang pangalagaan ng estado, ng federal government, yung integrity ng student loans. Remember that people apply for student loans because of their lowest interest rates possible, di ba? Unlike mm-hmm. if you were to loan in a bank. So, dahil mababa yung interest rate doon, people apply for student loan. Now, they can afford to charge the lowest interest rates because alam nila na yung mga nangungutang na student loan, kahit mga 50 anos na sila, 30, 40 years after sila mag-graduate, pwede pa rin silang kolektahan ng student loan. In short, they know na hindi sila pwedeng takbuhan. That's why they can allow to charge the lowest interest rates. Now, what happens if, kunyari, sasabihin natin the bankruptcy law would be changed, sasabihin na pwede nang i-discharge ng student loans. These student loans would become risky types of lending. Which means, sasabihin na rin ng lender na hindi ko na rin pwedeng sabihin na maliit lang yung interest rate. High risk ka na rin eh. Kasi pwede ka na mag-file ng bankruptcy, hindi mo na akong babayaran, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, when that happens, student loans become high risk loan activities. Pwede siguro makapag-student loan, pero mahal na yung interest rate. So, to keep that interest rate low and keep the student loan lending and low risk type of activity, then that's when the law thinks na mas mainam na hindi natin i-discharge yung student loans in bankruptcy. Generally pa rin, there are certain exceptions. There are certain exceptions na pwede nating i-apply pa rin para makapag-discharge pa rin tayo ng federal or state student loans. But again, that's going deep into the law na siguro makakatulong din if you retain the services of a bankruptcy attorney in your area para malaman mo rin na kahit generally hindi pwedeng i-discharge yung student loan, baka pwede ka pa rin mag-qualify.
Ayan, well, thank you for answering that question, Attorney Abbott. So, lagi naman natin sinasabi sa ating mga tagapakinig at tagapanood, audience and listeners natin, na if they have a question about, a specific question specific to their cases, it's always better to consult with an attorney licensed to practice in your in your jurisdiction. So, whichever state you are. Tsaka, syempre, of course, when you look for an attorney, look for somebody who's really qualified to practice. Qualified to practice yung bankruptcy. Like for example, may mga iba kasing general ang kanilang practice. So make sure that yung attorney na you will consult is actually practicing that type of law. Ayan. So here's
just rejoin there. Kasi we know that bankruptcy is federal law, pero
that's right.
State laws that would also be what that also come to play in bankruptcy cases. So I would always recommend na sa mga tagapakinig natin sa anywhere in the United States, say for example, if you're in Florida, may mga districts din dyan, iba-iba din yung mga rules, go to a local lawyer.
Yeah. Go to jurisdiction. Lawyer
kung saan kayo. Kasi sila yung mas makakaalam anong interplay ng federal law at saka state law as it applies to you. Say for example, you're in Texas, okay. So kung may magre-retain sa akin for bankruptcy in Texas, I would always yun, sasabihin ko, ano pa doon? Kasi yung state law that applies to filers dito sa California may not apply, obviously, as Texas law is applied in bankruptcy as well there.
That is correct, and that's very true kasi there is intersection of bankruptcy and state law, which maybe we can give a little bit of explanation later ano nga ba yung mga usual intersection. Yeah, but yeah, I just want to say hi to Delia Ligot. My mom is watching from Australia. My number one fan. My mom. Rusty Lopez has follow-up. I think it's a follow-up question siguro. So he said, moving forward after the bankruptcy proceedings, can I now buy a house and car?
After if your bankruptcy is granted, of course you can buy. Pwede ka naman bumili ng cash, di ba? Wala ka nang utang. Again, there's no prohibition from us buying things. Pwede ka naman bumili ng cash. But if you were to loan money, then posibleng ma-affect yung creditworthiness natin. Those were one of the effects of bankruptcy na mailagay dun sa credit report natin. Na if you apply, say for example, for a mortgage, for a housing loan, then the lender would see, kaka-file mo na ng bankruptcy, and so hindi ka papautangin. Ordinarily, if you were gonna go buy yung mga FHA loans dito sa America, VA and all that, they would probably wait na you would go past yung bankruptcy mo at least 3 years. Actually, 2 years, but I guess ordinarily 3 years. After yung ma-discharge yung bankruptcy mo, then meron na magpapautang sa'yo na housing loans. But for everything else, like for example, for a car loan, you could still be in bankruptcy tapos may mag-offer sa'yo ng, hey, or right after ma-discharge ka, makikita nila yung records mo and then they will say, hey, wala na tong utang, papautangan na itong kotse. Tapos galing yung interest rate kasi kaka-discharge mo na ng bankruptcy.
Oh yes, that's good. That is a good information kasi ang tanong nga dyan is, ano ba maapektuhan ba yung aking way of life? Halimbawa, kaya nga 'di ba kanina nasabi natin na ano bang goal ng bankruptcy? We said that it's a fresh start, 'di ba? So that's a good example. Pero syempre, meron pa ring mga consequences ang ang bankruptcy katulad nga ng ganyan na. May mga it depends on the company, 'di ba? It's a case-to-case basis din. May mga company na you have to build your credit again or yung iba naman, okay lang kasi we know na wala ka ng utang. Yun nga, sabi mo nga may mataas lang nga ang interest. process. That's that's important to know for a lot of people who actually wanted to purchase properties or buy something after bankruptcy. They're declared bankrupt under bankruptcy. You know, my follow up question is there a certain amount ba of debt for you to qualify and file for bankruptcy? But before you answer that, Attorney Abbott, we're going to pause for a short break.
Sure.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired. Be encouraged, and let's all go through life not on our own and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone from Roof Chamber Radio.
And we are back, and we still have Attorney Abbott here with us sa Usapang Off the Record. At kanina nga, before we pause for a break, ay tinanong ko si Attorney Abbott about a question related to bankruptcy sale. Ang tanong ko sa kanya ay, if there is a certain amount of debt na kailangan para mag-qualify ka to file bankruptcy.
Generally, wala namang minimum amount, Attorney Eileen. Wala ding maximum amount na pwede nating i-discharge in bankruptcy. It's just a matter of qualifying. Also, I guess sometimes it's not a legal question but a question of siguro naman practicality. Remember that when we file for bankruptcy, there are serious consequences then. Serious consequences on our credit. So, kung minsan, people come to us sa office natin and say, for example, comes in with, say, $5,000 in credit card debts and nothing else. So, siguro tatanungin ko, are you sure you want to file for bankruptcy for $5,000 debt? Diba, pwede mo nang bayaran pa unti-unti until you actually pay it. Kasi sometimes yung benefit ng bankruptcy is actually outweighed by the negative consequence of it. So the yung bankruptcy kasi would remain in our credit report for 8 years. So
yes,
during that period of 8 years, instead of being able to get the best interest rate, say for example, if you were to apply for a home loan or a car loan, you will be suffering higher interest rates. Pero what are you trying to get rid of? A $5,000 debt. So sometimes it's a question of practicality than what's legal. But in terms of how much debt para mag-qualify from bankruptcy, wala namang requirement. It's always a balance between what you earn, what your assets are, and what your debts are.
Yeah, so that's very important, kasi hindi porket may utang ka, ay bankrupt, magpa-file na ako ng bankruptcy para hindi ko nabayaran. So that is why it's important for you to consult before you make any decision. So that's why ito rin siguro yung next question, kasi ito ay natanong din minsan na kailan ko ba ng attorney para mag-file ng bankruptcy, or can I do it alone? Can I do it myself?
The law, especially in the United States, Attorney Eileen, as we know, would always allow somebody to apply to appear pro se, meaning on my own behalf. Wala akong abogado, ako lang. And sometimes the courts, in this case, probably the bankruptcy courts, would always be a little bit lenient and would try to be a little understanding. Kunyari, the court would be so extending its patience in explaining to the person representing himself, oh, ano bang kulang na hindi mo na i-file? Maybe you should look into the law. I'll give you another extension of 5 days to file this kasi hindi mo na i-file. But the law, the judges will not bend the law simply because you don't have an attorney. In some cases, like in bankruptcy, there are really straightforward ones. And I've seen it happen in bankruptcy court na pupunta yung debtor, sasabihin niya, mag-a-apply na siya, probably with the help of some paralegals or some community aid na mga organizations, na pwede na sila mag-file on their own, appear on their own, and then just plead with the court and plead with the trustee. and we can discuss the role of the trustee later on in bankruptcy. But yes, the petitioner or the client, or in this case, hindi siya maging client, can actually file a bankruptcy petition on his or her own. Mm-hmm. And then do it. And if the court agrees with that filer or that petitioner, then yeah, by all means po, pwede talaga siya makakuha ng discharge in bankruptcy. And it can be navigated that way. For the most part, I think that's doable in a Chapter 7. Pero ang Chapter 13 is a little more complex for somebody who likes to do it pro se. Unless probably kung talagang you'd find time to really read through the bankruptcy provisions. And and who knows, you might just get it right. But sometimes there's a lot more difficult in your Chapter 13. Just like anything else, say for example, if may dart ka, pwede ka naman nakapikit talaga eh. And you can hit bullseye.
Machambahan mo, di ba?
Pwede. See, and there are some instances na in the chapter 7 case talaga na they go through it and with a little help from friends and knowledgeable people, then yeah, they survive bankruptcy on their own. But medyo na lang, mas challenging lang, especially if wala naman tayong masyadong experience and we're not that courageous to try to learn everything. Siyempre, pag kaharap natin yung judge or yung trustee, medyo kinakabahan na tayo. Ito, mapahitam na rin na kukuha na rin tayo ng kakampi on our side na who was authorized to practice bankruptcy in your area.
Yeah, that's that is so true. Like you said, hindi lang naman bankruptcy, ano, pwede mag-appear ng pro se ang ano, isang tao. Pero minsan, based din sa experience kasi ako, I do divorce, ganyan, may mga nag-appear ng ano, pro se. And then pagdating ng, no, ng hearing, ganyan, they are, you know, they don't know the legal technicality aspect ng hearing. So it's important na you are well represented para protected yung rights mo. Ngayon, siguro may follow-up question dyan. Is since nabanggit mo na rin naman yung trustee and yung process, yung a little bit of the procedure, siguro bigyan natin sila ng a little background kung ano bang nangyayari, kailan bang mag-appear, kailan bang may hearing lagi yan, at kailan bang mag-appear in person yung taong nag-file ng bankruptcy, kung either filing pro se as ano in sa mismo or represented siya ng abogado or ng lawyer. So kailan ba niya mag-appear in person? So let's and then the trustee word, syempre sa atin lang nakakaintindihan. So let's explain yung ano lang naman. Siguro simple process ng from the start ng filing and hanggang matapos 'yan.
Yes. So, yung process ng bankruptcy attorney Eileen is the same for somebody who's represented by an attorney and somebody who would like to represent themselves. Parehas yun. Walang discrimination, wala din pinapaboran. So it starts with the filing of a petition. There is a debtor education class, a credit education class na kailangan nila i-comply before a petition is filed. Once a petition is filed, the case is assigned to a trustee. Ang trustee kasi is an officer under the Department of Justice, na siya yung nagre-represent ng interest ng state to know if you are to vet, to examine, to determine kung tama nga ka, kung qualified ka nga ba talaga na mag-file ng bankruptcy. Yes. So, yung trustee is not a judge. Siguro for our legal practitioners dyan sa Pilipinas, para siyang yung prosecutor appearing on behalf of the state for the interest of the state. Yes. Ganon. In some of special proceedings, di ba? So, yung trustee doesn't have to be a lawyer. Meron tayong mga kaibigan mga trustees dyan na they were private investigators, they were accountants, but they learned how to vet yung mga taong napafile ng bankruptcy although they can actually afford to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So, to know whether or not these filers are actually qualified under the law, yung trustee should schedule yung tinatawag na creditors meeting. And this is where the debtor, yung filer natin, should appear. No?
Yes.
So they would appear para ma-examine ng trustee. Dito, sasabihin ng trustee, oh sige, dalhan mo ko ng kopya ng income tax returns mo. Titingnan natin kung may mga income ka ba na hindi mo binanggit dito sa petition. Tingnan natin yung identity mo, ID mo, pakidala, social security card mo. So we know na hindi ka naggumagamit ng kung kanino pangalan, no? Ikaw talaga yung nag-appear.
Mm-hmm.
And the trustee would also proceed in looking at your pay stubs, yung business profile mo, income and that financials mo sa business to know whether or not you have income coming in or talagang hindi sapat. And if the trustee would think, now, yeah, you know what, you have so much more income than you can qualify, say for example, the Chapter 7, the trustee can probably recommend na, okay, baka gusto mong mag Chapter 13 ka na lang. Kasi baka hindi ka maka-qualify, the trustee can actually recommend to the judge na, you know, we will oppose the approval of the bankruptcy. The trustee is also responsible in knowing baka you committed bankruptcy fraud. Nangutang ka, say for example, ng kotse, nangutang ka, or whatever it is, nangutang ka, tapos binigay mo sa to somebody else.
Oo.
Alright? And then you file for bankruptcy.
Natago mo, ano, yung property.
Or pumunta ka dun sa cash loans. And then, within 90 days, nangutang ka. Tapos, with the intention na, sige, okay lang. Magpa-file naman ako ng bankruptcy. So sometimes, it can be interpreted as bankruptcy fraud. Or, nagsinungaling ka dun sa petition.
Mm-hmm.
Be considered bankruptcy fraud. And the trustee has the ability to report this for investigation and probably criminal prosecution later on. So yun lang yung mga ginagawa ng trustee. But if everything is vetted and the trustee agrees with you, then the next process would be na you'd go through another education class. The education class naman, nung una is yung credit, understanding credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yung education requirement is an AAA course where people would understand how are they going to manage their finances beyond the bankruptcy. Because obviously, the object of the law, ang purpose ng batas, para hindi ka naman parating nagpa-file na lang ng bankruptcy.
Oo nga, yes.
So, kailangan malaman mo on the first hand, ba't ka nakautang ng ganyan? Ba't hindi mo na maagapan yung pagbabayad ng utang natin? And then, towards the end of your bankruptcy, the law also requires na, sige, mag-aral ka muna ng konti para hindi ka naman pabalik-balik dito. So this is probably how you should manage your finances moving forward. So may education course din na required. And if that's completed, then the court at some point can approve the discharge of the debts that are dischargeable now. So pwede na makancel ang debt. That's a very typical Chapter 7 process.
Mm-hmm.
From beginning to end, you're looking at about maybe realistically mga 4 or 5 months.
Oh, okay. So, ano ba yan? Pandemic or before pandemic or after pandemic?
Pre-pandemic, obviously.
Pre-pandemic. Pandemic, of course.
The delay in a lot of things, but obviously we're optimistic that we can go back to the pre-pandemic time frames.
Yeah. So in regular times, around five months. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yung tanong ko sa education, ano, and maaari, siguro tanong din ng iba dyan na, do they have to pay for the, well, that, I believe that is mandatory kasi order yan ng court na you have to, but do they have to pay for that or is that offered by the government for free?
There are entities that offer those. Hindi naman masyadong mahal. There are many places that offer them. There's some that I saw, siguro mga $20, $30. And then they would cover both yung pre-filing at saka post-filing na education requirements. Still, no, hindi naman siya pwedeng gawing mahal kasi kung gawin mong mahal, parang dinifit mo na rin yung purpose ng papayad. Kasi wala na ako pang bayad.
Sabagay, that's right.
But here's one thing that's also relevant, Attorney Eileen, no, in terms of yung bayad nga, no? There's a filing fee dun sa pagpa-file ng bankruptcy.
Bankruptcy.
But for certain individuals who qualify, meron din income requirement, ano? Mm-hmm. If you don't go beyond that one, you can ask for an exemption. So pwede rin.
So they can waive it. They can request for a waiver.
Pwede rin ng filing fee waiver. For those that are really qualified, wala na talagang pera, ano? And for some naman, walang pera, pero may pwede pa naman, kahit paunti-unti, we can also apply to be paid in installment. So may mga
yun tanong ko din eh, installment payment. Syempre gano'n na, kaya ka nga nagba-bankruptcy because wala ka nang walang-wala ka na, 'di ba?
Yeah.
Ano bang tawag doon? Salat ka na sa wala na talaga. I know zero. Yan.
So, pwede din, ano? It's very familiar, the forgives.
Ah, ayo nga, that's why. Naku, kailan ba pa huling narinig yung forgives na yan, ano? Lay away, parang ganon din, di ba? That's right. Well, it's very informative, Attorney Abe, talaga. And I'm happy that you're able to explain it in a way na talaga namang maintindihan ng ating mga kababayan. In a very simplified way. Of course, iba yan sa actual, but at least you have an idea how it happens, ang bankruptcy. Now, we're gonna pause for a short break, and when we come back, pagpapatuloy natin ang ating usapang Off the Record with Attorney Abed.
Hi, we are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you. And see you then.
And we're back, and we're still have our very informative, very friendly attorney Abbott from California, Sacramento, California. Ayan. And if you were with us before the a short break, we talk about our attorney Abbott talk about the process of filing bankruptcy. Na sinabi nga niya, you can do it on your own or with an attorney. But of course, if you know how to, if you are more informed about the process, yeah, why not, diba? But if you are not sure and you want to protect your right, you better consult an attorney who is licensed in your jurisdiction. Katulad nga sinabi ni Attorney Abbott, na ang bankruptcy ay, although it's federal, merong yung intersection ng state law. And having said that, ano nga ba yung mga common intersection dyan sa bankruptcy ng state law?
Thank you for asking that, Attorney Aileen. Ano? And I know this is important for our listeners to know para malaman talaga nila why they should ask for a local lawyer to file yung bankruptcy. Kasi although yung batas, who qualifies for what, is federal. It is the same for any filer, whichever part of the United States you're at. The main difference ng state law is that yung tinatawag na exemption. Exemption para sa ating mga nasa Pilipinas, they're exempt from execution, ano? So just because we file for bankruptcy and we have certain assets, hindi naman lahat yun kukunin ng husgado para ipambayad dun sa utang natin. No.
Attorney Abbott, sandali lang ha. Kasi may noise sa background, so I'm not sure. Kasi whatever you're saying right now is very important, and I want our audience
correct
and listeners to capture every word of it. So if we can deal with, I don't know where is that coming from.
Can we go on a break for a minute?
Yes, let's give let's have a pause. A short break. Short break. Okay.
Hello, I'm Mari Kaimo, executive director of a ministry called Roof Chamber Media, producers of The Roof Chamber Live. To date, the group has produced a total of 3 seasons, all but the first few episodes of which are available on YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, and other platforms. We have shows which talk about love and forgiveness, about the day-to-day struggles of Christian life, about the depth of the power and the beauty of the Word of God. Shows which explain how to find hope, joy, and salvation in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is so much more that we can do with your help. If you agree that the world needs to hear more of Jesus' message of unconditional love, forgiveness of sin, and salvation through Him and Him alone, would you consider becoming a Roof Chamber Media partner? Your monthly donations will keep this ministry going for as long as the Lord will have us minister through His grace. Our Patreon and Subscribestar accounts info will be provided on our YouTube channel and Facebook page. Thank you for being a blessing, and thank you for your commitment to Roof Chamber Media.
And we're back. Yeah, I talagang nakikinig ako sa sinasabi ni Abed. And so I want everybody also to get as much as they can. So Attorney Abed, we can continue go ahead.
Going back to the interrelations ng federal law at state law, no? Yung federal law defines who qualifies for bankruptcy. Okay? Mm-hmm. And the process as well. It's the same all throughout the United States to any filer. Now, the difference is that yung state law nagde-define to what extent pwede tayong bawian ng mga gamit. So by common credit card, say for example, a credit card company sues us, naka-obtain sila ng judgment against us, okay? They cannot just go to our house and ransack everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the law, as defined by every state, would say, hey, ito lang yung limit na pwedeng kunin ng mga creditors. Kasi again, just because we don't have enough income, or even if we file for bankruptcy, doesn't mean na uubusin ng husgado yung mga gamit natin, pati yung mga pinggan, mga gamit, yung common tools of the trade.
Yes.
Hindi pwedeng kukunin yun. And up to what extent that these properties are exempt from execution, kung tawagin, are defined by state law. So the state law, ang state law magsasabi kung anong pwedeng i-keep nung bankruptcy filer. Kasi baka kakakailanganin niya to restart his life.
Yung livelihood niya, ganyan.
Exactly. Common things like, kotse mo, you can keep to a certain extent. Hindi naman pwede yung mga lahat ng mga luxury cars mo, you can keep and magfa-file ka ng bankruptcy, di ba? But at least the state law would define kung anong pwede mong to keep for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you file for bankruptcy. And yan magkakaiba depende from one state to another.
That's a good thing that you explained that, Attorney Abbott, because hindi natin maiwasan sa ating mga kababayan na syempre may kaibigan tayo sa ibang state, ano? Tapos nabalitaan natin na nag-file pala siya ng bankruptcy, na declare siya na, under bankruptcy nga. Tapos nakukompare mo, bakit ganun? He's driving this very luxurious car. Samantalang ako dito, I can't even keep my car. So that's where the intersection of bankruptcy, which is a federal law, and yung state law. So magkakaibang kaya nga we wanna stress the importance of consulting an attorney license in your jurisdiction. Para matulungan kayo kung ano yung ma-explain sa inyo kung ano talaga yung kung ano yung mga pwede nyong ma-keep para you can continue living, you know?
Yeah, a very distinct example dito, Attorney Eileen, no? Diba, iba-iba yung mga home prices in Texas, iba din sa California.
Oo naman.
So, in different states, iba-iba rin yung limit as to home value. So if, for example, you own a house at 500,000, tapos may utang ka na 400,000, may mortgage debt ka na 400,000, may equity ka na 100.
Mm-hmm.
In certain states, 100 is too much.
Oo.
Right? Yes. Na sasabihin in certain states na no, you can only exempt up to 50,000. Yung 50,000, kung wala kang yung 50,000 pwede talang kunin ng creditors mo yon. In California, the exemptions can go up to about 600,000. So, kunyari yung bahay mo is 1 million. You owe say 500,000. Hindi pwede basta kukunin na lang yung 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Because yung equity na 500,000, kasi you can exempt up to 600,000. That is if you qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so iba-iba yun. In different states siguro, iba-iba din yung homestead exemption kung tawagin, kung meron man.
Yes,
that's when
right.
It's important. In California, there's also this wildcard exemption na a certain amount of money na sige, you can keep up to, say, $30,000 of your assets. So, pwede siya, eto, magkano to? Sige, pasok pa yan sa 30,000. Pasok pa yan sa 30,000.
Uh-huh.
I'm just throwing a number. It's not exact number.
Yes.
Pero in different states, it can be different. In California, there's that wildcard exemption. Now, you can gather as much of your assets to that extent of value. I-declare to you sa bankruptcy petition, ito yung kikip ko.
Oh, that's good. Oh. Right.
So, yeah. It's different from one state to another. That's when, it becomes important na magsasabihin sa iyo na, hey, nag-file ako ng bankruptcy dito sa California. Nakip yung worth na bahay ko dito.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure dyan sa Texas, kaya mo rin yan. Paano kaibigan natin sa Texas, pro se. Kinuha ng trustee yung bahay niya.
Nagulat siya, di ba? Parang, anong nangyari? Ba't ganun?
Ay, akala ko, makikip ko yung 1 million na value ng bahay, hindi iba naman pala yung exception. Oh.
Kaya tulad nga na sinasabi natin, di ba? Kaya nga kailangan napakalagi talagang kumonsulta kayo para you are very much informed. Hindi lang tayo nakikinig sa mga sabi-sabi kasi maaaring tama nga siya pero hindi naman applicable sa'yo. Ayan. So, very important information na nag-gather natin ngayon from Attorney Abbott. Meron lang tayong mga comments dito at batiin lang natin si Chino. Sabi niya, very educational. Thank you, attorneys. Ayan. Hello, Chino. Thank you for joining us today. Si Rusty Lopez din. Oh, may sabi niya dito, I heard a lawyer in New York who successfully discharged his student loan by a bankruptcy because of his hardship. How did this happen? Yeah. So, siguro kung nabalitaan mo yun and you want to talk about it shortly because we don't have a lot of time. Sadly to say, we want to say a lot more, but yeah, meron tayong time limit.
Yeah. Just satisfy ito si Rusty na because we would like to reward his participation.
I know.
podcast natin. Ito Rusty, bibigay ko lang sa'yo. Yes, generally, sinabi natin na hindi madi-discharge yung student loans. But potentially, yes, for as long as probably we can establish na yung debtor does not have any ability probably in the foreseeable future na they would be earning income. I've had a case, for example, na isa natin na kababayan na aksidente, talagang wala na. Wala nang ability to mm-hmm. to employ herself. And that's when we applied for a hardship exemption doon sa dischargeability ng student loans. Yeah, but yes, that's very technical ngayon na po pwede natin siguro i-consult with the lawyer. Baka po pwede, yes.
Oh, that's very important kasi nga maraming tanong ngayon about student loan eh. So hardship ba yan o hindi? So consult an attorney who is licensed to, you know, deal with bankruptcy in your jurisdiction. Ayan. Naku, we only have limited time. So I just want to say hi kay Lenny. Lenny, palagi ang nanonood ng ating show. Good morning, Attorney Aileen, Legal Tizon. Salamat, Lenny. You join us today. I'm glad na nagparamdam ka. Okay, so meron pa ba tayong na-miss dyan? Anyway, so, naku, maraming salamat, Attorney Abbott. Sabi ko na nga ba, you will have to come back to our show. So, ito na lang. Before we go, I'd like to say thank you, of course, sa time and effort na binigay mo sa amin. Do you have any last word to say sa ating mga tagapakinig at tagapanood?
Yeah, bankruptcy is actually a good way of getting yourself a relief. Sometimes yung debt natin is a burden that we carry. And you just need a little bit of help. The law is there to help. Lawyers are there to help to resolve our issues for as long as we genuinely qualify. Sabi nga ni Attorney Aileen kanina sa mga kasama natin, if there's any biblical basis nung bankruptcy, we remember Jesus, di ba? May parable siya na yung isang master na pinorgive niya yung utang ng isang servant. Tapos yung servant, sa kasama servant, hindi niya pinorgive. And then, mm-hmm. and then the master went back to this person. Pinorgive ko yung utang mo, pero you didn't do the same thing. So, it's actually good practice. So hindi natin pwedeng sabihin na baka immoral ako kasi hindi ako nagbayad ng utang. Mm-hmm. What we have to do is really admit. And if we plead with all genuineness na wala na tayong pambayad, then there's help. There's help. And so that's available. It is legal. It is moral. And so let's take out the social stigma ng pagpapayad ng bankruptcy because actually, it is genuinely helpful for a lot of people.
Well, thank you naman, Attorney Abbott. And kung mayroon pa silang ibang mga katanungan, paano kanila makukontak?
Yes, dito sa Sacramento and in Concord, na-flash natin sa screen natin is 916-444-0440. That answers for all our offices. Meron din tayo sa Concord, meron din tayo sa Cebu, Philippines. And website natin is www.montefalconlaw.com.
Ayan naman, so for sure. Bisitahin nila yung website kung mayroon pa silang ibang mga katanungan. And if you have any questions for me related sa topic natin ngayon or you just want to reach out to me, go to my website or to my law firm website, which is legaltizonlaw.com, and you can contact, you'll see the contact information there. You can send me a message. You can schedule appointment there as well. Ayan, so maraming salamat, Attorney Alberto Montefalcon Jr. sa iyong time time and effort. We really appreciate everything that you have shared with us today. And maraming salamat sa mga nanood at nakinig sa amin ngayon. And I'd like to say thank you also to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy, to Fenji Villasin, Ponce Alvarez, and attorney Orlando Dizon. At sa lahat ng mga nanood sa amin ngayon at nakinig, I'll see you all next week sa isa na namang usapang Off the Record. This is Eileen. Happy weekend. Make it worth it.